The Gemara is the blank part of the parchment, the margins, the empty spaces, erased parchment of a Sefer Torah. Can they be saved from a fire on Shabbos? Whereas the Brisa says a worn out Sefer Torah that doesn't have 85 letters remaining may not be saved from a fire. If the empty spaces may be saved, then they should be able to be saved on account of the empty spaces. It doesn't have any letters. It seems from here the empty spaces may not be saved. The Gemara says this case could be different because the parchment is worn out. We asked about where the parchment was not worn out, where there was the margins, etc. Brisa says if a Sefer Torah was erased, leaving less than 85 letters, it may not be saved from a fire on Shabbos. Now, this is not worn out parchment, and it only can be saved if there are 85 letters, not if it's blank. Mura says the erased portion of a Sefer Torah can surely not be saved because it was only considered Kaddish on account of the letters that were written on it. If the letters are gone, there's no longer any Kedusha. Our question, which is different than the way we understood originally, is regarding the margins and the empty spaces in the Torah, which were made Kaddish not because of something that was written on them. So may they be saved? Because this last price is not a proof, because that's discussing a case where the margins and the empty spaces were cut off from the erased parchment. And maybe that's why the erased parchment may not be saved. Maria says, we learned the halacha that someone who touches the margins of the empty spaces of the Sefer Torah, his hands become tamei, which is the same halacha as someone touches the written part of the Sefer Torah. We see that the margins of the empty spaces have kedusha, and therefore should follow. They should be allowed to be saved as well. Maria says, maybe that the margins of the empty spaces only make the hands tamei when they're attached to the rest of the Sefer Torah. Our question is, when the rest of the Sefer Torah was erased, does the fact that the margin used to be attached to a Sefer Torah imbue it with enough kedusha that it may be saved? Brisa says that margins and a Sefer Torah written by Minim, by heretics, may not be saved from a fire on Shabbos. Rather, they, along with the Shemus Hashem that are written in them, must be left to burn. Presumably, the margins referred to are from a regular Sefer Torah, and we see that they have to be left to burn. Where it says the Brisa refers to the margins of the Sefer Torah of the Minim themselves. In fact, if the Sefer Torah must be left to burn, surely the margins are left to burn, so why even mention it? Where it says the Brisa means to say that the Sefer Torah of a Min is like empty parchment that was never written upon, not even margins of Sefer Torah, and that's why it's left to burn. A Brisa that we quoted above says, margins and a Sefer Torah written by Minim may not be saved from a fire on Shabbos. A Brisa says, during the week, if someone has such a Sefer Torah, we should cut out the Shemus Hashem and bury those pieces. The remainder of the Sefer Torah should be burned. The Tyrant says, if such a Sefer Torah were to come to his hands, he would burn the entire thing. He said, if he was being chased by a person or snake looking to kill him, he would seek refuge in the house of a Nizar, but would not enter the house of a Min. They're much worse because they know Hashem and still deny him. Rishmol agrees with Rotarfin and says, if the Shem Hashem is erased to bring shalom between a man and his wife, which is done by the Meisoita, so surely we would burn all the Shemus Hashem contained in the Sefer Torah of a Min, because these Minim bring hatred between Hashem and the Yidden. The Brisa concludes by saying that just as we don't save this Sefer Torah from a fire, we would also not save them even during the week from a fallen structure, from mortar, or from any other method of destruction. Brisa Bachon and Esra Ravo, Sfarim that were written by Minim for the purpose of engaging in philosophical debate, may they be saved in the fire from Shabbos? On Shabbos? At times he said yes, times he said no, and he was unsure. Rav wouldn't go to these places of debate because he would fear that he would beat the heretics psychologically, and they would try to kill him for that. Shmuel would go. When Rava asked why he wouldn't go, he said that there was a palm tree on the path and it was difficult for him to go, but really he was just trying because he was afraid to go, that he was afraid that they'd kill him. So that's why he really at the end didn't go. Mar Bar Yosef said, I'm friends with the Minim, I don't have to be afraid to go. However, he once went and they actually attempted to put his life in danger. Rabbi Zamaisa with a Min in the neighborhood of Rabbi Gamliel and his sister Ima Shalom, and they went ahead and they proved, because this heretic had the reputation that he didn't accept bribes, and Rabbi Gamliel and his sister went ahead and made a false case for him to go to this Min as a judge, and each of them bribed, and the bribes actually worked in having this Min Paskin like them, come out like them. So you see that in fact he did accept bribes. And everyone saw that this is just not true, that he doesn't accept bribes. Mishnah said, Mahin Kairin. Rav says the Isser of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos is limited to the time of the Halacha Drasha. And it was to try to make people to go and attend the Drasha so they learn Halacha. Shmuel says the Isser applies to the entire Shabbos. I would find that in Ardo, which was Shmuel's place, they would read from Ksuvim at Mincha in Shul on Shabbos. Mercedes Machlegis must have been as follows. Rav says reading the Ksuvim is also only while in the base Medrash. Shmuel says it's also to be read in any place during the time of the drasha. According to this, Nardo follows Shmuel's view because they would not read the ksuvim until mincha time, when the drasha was typically over long before then. That's teres number two. The Rashi says machloik is stated originally then, and in the machloik, Shmuel was stating the opinion of Rav Nechemya, who says that ksuvim may not be read on Shabbos because we want people to say if ksuvim may not be read, surely regular mundane documents may not be read on Shabbos, and this would apply the entire Shabbos. However, in practice, Shmuel follows the Rabbanan, who argue and say that it may not be read during the time of the drasha only. Zok the Mishnah, you're allowed to save the covering of the Sefer Torah along with the Sefer Torah, along with the Tefillin, etc. This may be done even if there's money inside this encasement as well. The Svarim and Tefillin may be saved and brought into a Mavi that is not open. She'ain't a foolish. Ben Beseir says that you may even be brought into a Mavi, a foolish, that's open. Dr. Mar Bryce says, whenever Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to, in fact, you have to bring the carbon Pesach. Rishmol, the son of Rabbi Yechon Ben Breika, says the animal may only be skinned from its hind legs until its chest. That's all you need to really skin in order to get to the Avarim inside, to get to the Amarim, to do what you have to do on the Mizbeach. The Chum say the animal can be fully skinned like any other year. Now, we can understand Rabbi Shmuel's view because he allows only as much skinning as is needed to offer the carbon. Why did the Chum allow complete skinning? So Rabbi Baruch Hanan and Rabbi Yechon said, we learned from a Pasuk that you have to perform the mitzvahs in the best way possible, which in this case would mean to skin the entire animal. Why is it better to skin the entire animal? Rabbi Yosef, because it allows proper ventilation so the meat won't spoil. Rava says that the carbon not lay there like an ordinary dead carcass. The difference would be if the carbon was placed on a golden table, it's not like an ordinary carcass, or if it was a cool day when there's no risk of spoilage, even without removing the full skin. What does Rabbi Shmuel learn from the Pasuk? He says that the pieces to be offered on the Mizbeach should not be removed until the animal is skinned until the chest, because that's when you can get it out the best. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nassan, explains that removing them prior to skinning would cause the strands of wool to get stuck in the pieces to be offered on the Mizbeach, and that's why it would not be in the best oifen.